do when you cannot, I repeat, cannot get a Valentine's Day reservation? Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And if you got any advice, 833-563-2539. Valentine's Day, 10 days away, according to Open Table. You should make your reservation today if you want the best chance of getting the time you want at the restaurant you want. Well, let me tell you right now, that's a little too late for this guy.
Aww, okay, Joe, so how many restaurants have you tried? But you are picky, though.
I was just about to say that. He's being a little picky.
Picky? Yeah. I'm not picky at all. I even tried Chap's restaurant.
I recommended a different steakhouse, and you're like, oh, I don't like to. These are the steakhouses I like to go to. Mackenzie recommended a new restaurant. I recommended a restaurant.
No, I'll try. I'm saying the two that you recommended, I think there's no way in, even if I knew somebody, I'm getting in there.
I have a great idea.
Because they're so popular and they're brand new. Everybody wants to try them.
Yeah. I have a great idea.
Yeah.
You should have a chef come to your place.
Ooh.
And razzle dazzle Lynn's. Because I was going to do this for a boy. I was going to have a sushi. He loves sushi. So I was going to have a sushi for his birthday. Sushi chef.
I'm not eating sushi. What are you talking about?
Say sushi chef very fast.
Are you doing tongue twisters this morning? Sushi.
I thought that would be really sexy and fun. So why don't you do that?
You know what? You want to hug and really impress Lindsay? That you're so smart. Get the sushi person because we both love sushi.
Yeah.
And usually, traditionally, you see like where those women are laid out naked with the sushi on them. I'll be naked with sushi all over my body. Lindsay will come in the door. The dogs will be at doggy daycare for the night. And I'm like, oh. I'll you know how people do like the tongue tech, like check, like ding, 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 ding? I'll do that with the chopsticks. I'm like,
I feel like Lindsay would think that was so funny and she would love it.
I'm like, here.
I don't think she would love it.
Come pour some soy sauce on me, baby.
I don't know if you could pay me to eat a piece of sushi off your body.
Let's bring it back. Let's take a step back to my original idea of having a sushi.
Oh, sorry.
Chef.
I go with places. Go ahead. I'll try something else.
That would be so fun.
I don't think that'd be a bad idea, first of all.
But where do you find one of those?
Yeah, where do I find that and how much is that going to cost me? Okay.
Yeah, you could do that. Or does she really want to go out? Because
she wants to go out. I could stay home.
See, me and my...
You can't stay home.
No, well, I'm saying I would be cool with, like, let's order a pizza and some wings.
See, my boyfriend loves to just stay home. Like, he is kind of like more of a homebody.
Him and I should date,
Liz. I love to, like, go out to dinner, get dressed up, look cute and stuff like that. So I definitely, for Valentine's Day, like, I want to go out somewhere. And I don't think he's made reservations either, which is now making me really nervous.
I mean, I went to the bullpen here. Like, I threw a Hail Mary up, and I reached out to Chops on, I think it was Sunday. I was like, bro.
He said he can get you in.
Well, no, he can.
Probably not now.
There was a cancellation, and so, Joe, you could have sat in at 4:30 or 9:15.
And I called, and I spoke to the nice lady, your coworker. And she's like, yeah, we have the times. I'm like, oh, God. And I know 4:30 ain't going to work. Lindsay's, my wife, is not going to be off work till at least probably 5:30. Like,
yeah, 4:30 is too early.
No, but some people, they get like easy days. Like, that's not that bad. And I appreciate that. And the 9 or 9:30, listen, single Joe alone on Valentine's Day, I would do that. My wife, have you met my wife? She's hangry. I'm not dealing with that.
But you guys could go to the bar at like 8:30.
Drunk and hangry? Mackenzie, I'm not dealing with that.
Or even start at 8:15 and then you have a nice deal at 9:15.
And you could have an appetizer. Or you know what you could do when she like gets home from work? You can already have an appetizer cooking. You could cook her an appetizer.
Like pizza rolls or something.
I don't know about that. But you could cook her like a nice appetizer or something that's like cute, and then you guys can, you know, have like one glass of champagne while you have an appetizer and then go. And so it's kind of like you made her something, so that's bonus points, but you're still taking her out, so that's bonus points.
Okay. Well, I mean, like, so wrapping this up, because I'm screwed, I appreciate the suggestions. Like, Liv, what do you think you're gonna end up doing if your boyfriend doesn't have reservations? What would you want to do? You obviously want to dress up and go out then.
Yeah, if he doesn't have reservations, then I will even just take us like grabbing drinks somewhere.
Okay.
But like at a nice place, maybe like having dinner at his place, but then like going out to have like drinks. Maybe at even like a jazz bar. There's a really cool jazz bar that I've heard of. So maybe even there or something.
Now, Travis, what about you? Like, obviously, you're working, correct? Like, yeah. You got to work. What would you want to do if you could actually not be in the service industry?
Oh, gosh, dude. I don't know. I haven't even thought of, like, what I'm going to get hostage boy yet.
Well, I'm not getting anything for my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, for Valentine's Day.
I feel like you need to get hostage boy something.
I know.
Because he is so sweet and thoughtful.
And he's talking about what he's going to get for
me.
Oh,
yeah. He'll get you something. He has told you what he's got you. So you have to get him something.
And it has to be sentimental. Yeah. Think about your inside jokes.
Do you
want to
get him a diamond? I got to hook up at Diamonds Direct, Keystone at the Crossing. No, I do.
I don't think that's in his budget.
No, it is. Zero down, 36 months, zero interest. You can afford that.
He's going to think I'm proposing.
Did you get Lindsay one?
Maybe.
Oh!
That maybe I got my girlfriend something. I don't know.
Your girlfriend?
Lindsay always accuses me of having another woman somewhere. I don't know where she's at.
You see, here's the thing. You are very similar to my boyfriend, kind of. And
we're both attractive. Tell me more.
Well, does not have the energy to have another girlfriend. So
exactly.
I'm like, you just don't have the energy for that. And you're too lazy.
I don't say this enough, Lindsay. I appreciate the fact that you think that there's another woman besides you that finds me attractive. There is. Like, my mom thinks I'm handsome, which means, oh, he's kind of ugly, but he's my son.
Aww.
Other than that, thank you, though.
You're right, though. These dudes that have, like, secret lives, it's like, who has the time?
Even if I had an income that was so disposable, it didn't matter. I don't have the time. I can barely function as a bad husband as it is now. All right, hey, coming up next, we got Joe's Need to Know News. So hang on after that, song of the day.